Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Well, the bullet train that is oil prices is rolling ahead at full steam and appears it is likely to keep on pushing ahead as tensions in the Middle East continue. Such a rise in oil prices can have a dramatic effect on our economy and also the financial markets in general. Quite simply, oil prices are a significant price inflation driver, meaning that when oil prices are up, so is just about everything else. For example, with a rise in the price of oil, transportation costs rise, and not simply the cost of filling up your car, but other factors such as the delivery of consumer staples such as food and clothing to retail outlets also goes up. And this rise is then factored into the price of these items, meaning the overall cost of food and clothing also goes up. This general rise in the prices of items is the definition of inflation. And with higher inflation comes the increasing likelihood of the Reserve Bank inflicting tighter monetary policy in order to curb such price increases. As a result, weaker economic growth comes to fruition as wary consumers refrain from spending on discretionary items. Now, Australia is in a fortunate position as our current economic strength, as a result of fantastic terms of trades brought about by a very strong resources sector, is likely to shield us to some extent from the brunt of such price rises. However, others are not so lucky. Could the fragile US economy handle the impact of rising inflation? There is a huge question mark hanging over the strength of the US economy. The Fed maintains loose monetary policy as a means of driving economic growth, and the quantitative easing, or printing money program, as we like to call it, is still in full swing. A hike in inflation could shatter the foundations of the US economy, as American consumers, already in a very vulnerable position, would also shut up shop and refrain from spending. The scary fact is that if significant inflation were to occur, this leaves the US between a rock and a hard place, as interest rates have already been cut to the bone and the government maintains a $1.4 trillion deficit. Good luck with paying that back if the economy is in tatters. Oil price pressures are unlikely to ease significantly over the medium to long term. Just have a think about some of these stats. The US has the largest consumption of oil per person. Each American, on average, uses 23 barrels of oil each year. Australia uses 15 barrels of oil per person each year. Emerging economies such as China currently use 2 barrels of oil per person, whilst India uses less than 1 barrel of oil per person per year. If you assume oil consumption in both countries will only increase in line with the respective growing economies, then there will be a huge impact on the amount of oil that's available on the market, particularly if pressure remains on supply. Oil prices also impact the share market. When crude prices spiked last time, around August 2010, the S&P 500 slipped 3%, while the All Ords shed around 5% from the August high to the subsequent low in the same month. In 2008, when oil prices surged to $150 a barrel, the S&P 500 plunged 30%. Now, albeit most of this impact can be attributed to the GFC, pressure was still placed on equities from a rise in black gold. So how do we as traders take advantage of current market conditions? Simple, just follow the money. With oil price pressure, oil-related companies are likely to inherit an increase in price value. For example, the likes of Woodside Petroleum, Caltex and Oil Search could be worth a look over coming months. Other stocks may best be avoided, particularly in and around the consumer discretionary sectors. Such companies will be the first to feel the inflationary brunt as consumers keep wallets firmly shut on discretionary items. Such companies include Harvey Norman, David Jones and Meijer. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.